Like That Song mentioned, around the world. And, of course, the UCI BMX Racing World Championships are in Rock Hill this week. We are broadcasting live on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings from the Rock Hill BMX Supercross Track. It's 8:11, 61 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
It was kind of chilly when we got here earlier this morning at 6.
Warming up a little bit.
2 hours later, it is warming up. The sun is rising behind us. What's happening right now on the track? I know a moment ago we said they were doing like a safety briefing. But right now, a team of volunteers and medical professionals.
They've got somebody on the board, the backboard. Do you see that?
Yeah, this is just practice.
Right, right.
No one's racing right now, but all of these individuals are walking the track like shoulder to shoulder, mm-hmm. like scanning it up and down. And again, they're doing an exercise right now. They said before the warm-ups begin a little later this morning that the medical staff will train and do some other drills to prepare for the hundreds and thousands of riders that we have. How many again? 3,400 riders. To be exact.
And 41 countries represented.
So we have the opportunity right now to catch up with a world-class BMX photographer. So you're going to meet the man behind the lens. This is Craig Dutton. And good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Craig is originally from South Africa, but you have lived recently in Scotland.
That's correct.
So your job takes you all over the world because you're the official BMX photographer.
Yeah, I'm the official BMX photographer for the UCI, which is the global governing body of cycling. And it takes me around the world shooting at all the World Cups that happen throughout the year.
Now, is this something that you've always wanted to get into, the live action kind of photography? And I have to ask this question. Have you ever raced? I mean, do you have to race to kind of know what to look for behind the lens to shoot?
Yeah, two questions in
that's
one.
That's right.
So the first question is, I used to race, and I always wanted to get involved in some way or another, and I knew I was never going to become a professional cyclist. So the only other way to get into it was through photography, which is what I have enjoyed for most of my adult life. Yeah,
it's fabulous.
And Craig, you are a one-man show. You do not have a team behind you. It is just you and one camera, or I assume multiple cameras with multiple lenses. What does that equipment look like?
Yeah, it is just me. I don't think there's a budget for more of us, to be honest. So it's just me. I do carry multiple cameras. I don't change lenses when I'm out on the track. I have a lens per body. Most of the time, I'm carrying two bodies on each shoulder, and then just flipping between the two depending on the focal length of what I'm needing to shoot. And then I also sometimes put a remote camera out on the track and capture images from the other side of the track that I can't get to, but I'm shooting stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you walk around the track when the racing is taking place? How much access are you allowed?
I have full access to the track, and I do walk a lot. If one were to look at one's step counter, it's between 10 and 15,000 steps a
wow.
day. And yeah, it's a lot of walking, but it's primarily because you're telling a story. You're not just there to take photographs of riders. You're actually there to create a story for people to see what has gone on throughout the day. So it's riding, action, it's the crowd, it's the interaction between the coaches and the riders. It's the whole story.
And it really is remarkable that you say that. I've been looking at some of the pictures, and the pictures are fabulous. So you're getting pictures of them at the top of there's been some pictures at the top of the hill. But then you're also getting really close up. We just talked to Mary Hollis Watts, and we've been following her. And there's one that you had of her, and you could just see the grit and the determination on her face. It's really up close. So how do you kind of know what to look for and make sure that you get all the riders, and how does that work?
Well, I don't get all the riders because there's just so many of them. In order for the image to be good, you need to get a rider that has a little bit of style. Or there's style, or there's a good image in everyone, whether or not it's just them talking to their coach. Some riders have got incredible style on the track, and I would be focusing on them. And then there's the other aspect. I was saying to a friend the other day, when I'm shooting action, it honestly is like slow motion. I'm watching them come through, and I'm picking the exact moment where I'm shooting. Mm-hmm. I'm shooting with a camera that takes 30 frames a second, so it's not that difficult to get the actual specific moment, but you've got to choose the right moment. And I think to come back to a question you had earlier on, and that is that in order to be a good BMX photographer, you have to know BMX. Or in order to be a good college football photographer, you need to know football. I don't know football. I would be horrendous at it.
So Craig Dutton is the world-class BMX photographer. With all the pictures that you take, you have to upload them.
Yep.
How do you pick the ones that make it to publication? Because they're, as we know now with our cell phones, sometimes we'll take three or four pictures, and I look between the ones, and I'm like, I like this one, but I like this one more. For you, though, you're taking hundreds and thousands of pictures.
Yeah. Yesterday during practice, I shot 3,500 pictures.
Wow.
And of that, I uploaded 195, thereabout. So there's a massive culling process. But with the 30 frames a second, that's why you're taking so
right.
many. You know, you just, you know, I hold it for 1 second, I'm getting 30 photos. So, and then you're choosing the precisely good moment within that. So there's a massive culling process. I need to have the eye to choose the right image that I think is going to work out there. And we need to upload for social and for web, you know, whatever is being used. So I'm shooting all the time. I'm thinking about how those images are going to be used, when they're going to be used, and then choosing my aspect ratio accordingly.
What is your turnaround time with that? Like, are you having to also, like, post them? Like, are you doing all that? Are you sending them to another department who was helping you do that? What does all that look like, and when do they want them?
So the workflow really is, I go out there, I shoot, I get back to my desk, I dump the images, I do my selects, I keyword and caption every image, and then upload it to a site which various people have access to, and they download the images for use thereafter. I'm proud to say that I'm very fast at that, but it's primarily because I like to have a beer after work and I don't want to be working too late.
I like it.
I need to learn your skill then. Craig, you obviously have traveled around the world to various BMX tracks. What's so special about the one here in Rock Hill?
This track is beautiful. Mm. This track is spectacular. The color of the track itself is amazing. The light, the afternoon light over here is phenomenal. It's a really special track. I've been here for four years, and I love coming back. And the people are amazing. Crikey, Southern hospitality, what's that about?
Well, you come back anytime, Craig.
Yes, now, yes, again, we take that as a compliment.
I joked earlier before we went on the air, Craig lives in Scotland. I asked, did he know any McFadden's? He said he does not know a McFadden, but he knows that they're popular over there. So I'm going to come over there, and I'll see you, and you can show me around town.
I'm going to go find a McFadden and tell them that I met their relatives in the USA.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Craig Dutton, again, is the world-class yes. BMX photographer, a fantastic talent, and we're so excited that you're spending your week here with us in Rock Hill. We're very excited. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.